Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, and I'll tell you, I am a woman on a mission. I have seen so many women, myself included, over the years, that struggle with loving themselves fully. I'm sure you can relate. This is a conversation that comes up, whether it's in my intimate conversations with friends, family members, and in my global community. So joining me today is a dear friend, Kathy Castile. As a neurotransformational coach, Kathy is passionate about supporting and empowering highly sensitive, empathic women to release the layers of false beliefs so they can find their voice, reclaim their self-worth, and begin living the authentic, joy-filled life they desire. I gotta tell you, Kathy brings a wealth of life experience, wisdom, and leadership training to her work with clients and to the gifts that she shares with the world. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me, Linda Joy. It's my honor.
Well, you and I personally have had some deep conversations on this topic. And, you know, I've invited you to share your wisdom in my summit in Aspire Magazine because I just think that your wisdom and the way you combine not only your personal past experience, which I think every woman has this self-love past experience, as well as the deep transformational work you do with clients. So you've experienced it on both sides. That's why it's important that I had you here today. So one of the things that I want to just really first dive in with is the question about, is it possible to truly love yourself even when there's things in your life that may not be what you want them to be? Because I think women wait for perfection, for things to be perfect in their life before they love themselves. So what's your thoughts on that, Kathy?
Oh my gosh, as you read the question, like I could feel the goosebumps on my body again, because, you know, the old me would tell you no, because everything's got to be perfect before you can. And having done a lot of work on myself and working with clients, it's just been a huge realization for myself that yes, you can actually love yourself while you're going through all this and while you're not happy with everything. Like, am I where I want to be physically on my weight? No. Can I still look in the mirror and say, you know what, Kathy, you look phenomenal today? Absolutely. It's been a long journey and I didn't think it was possible. And now I'm saying, absolutely, it is. And I'm also saying it's a necessity. Because if we don't love ourselves while we're on this journey, then we may not get where we need to go. And it's not going to be enjoyable. Who wants to beat themselves up all the time, right? We want to enjoy, embrace the process and give ourselves thanks for where we've come so far. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes complete sense. Because as you were speaking, I was thinking back, you know, when I was in my deepest struggles with self-love, and, you know, I don't know if it was childhood programming, you know, societal programming, but especially I'd say in my 20s, 30s, maybe up to early 40s, I thought, well, if I can just get my business, you know, in the right place, if my relationships in my life were a little more perfect, like you said, the body image, I was giving all my power to the outside.
Yes.
And before I would love myself. And you just nailed something that you said, and that is, we can love ourselves where we're at while we're creating the life we desire. But you can't, or none of us can attract the relationship that's healthy for us if we don't love ourselves, because you can only attract who you are. You can't create a fulfilling job or business if you are struggling with self-esteem, because then you're not going to go full out. So that really resonated with me and is in alignment with my journey, is love yourself for who you are in this moment, not for some projection that you think you have to be.
And it's spot on when you said that, because as you were talking about that, I look back to my relationship with my husband, and it wasn't till I stopped and took time. This voice came down to me and said, Kathy, how can you expect somebody to love you if you don't love yourself? And that was a huge wake-up call for me. So I took time to self-discover myself. And when I took that time to actually love myself and love being alone with myself, that's when my husband showed up. We don't think it's going to happen that way, but it does.
Oh, that's an important aspect that you just talked about, because I think that's so true for so many women. They wonder why they can't attract an aligned partnership. And what I mean by that, we can all attract a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about an aligned one, one that is in alignment with your soul, your values, your self-worth. It was the same thing for me. Before I met Dana 27 years ago, I remember taking, after my divorce, I didn't want to recreate the same relationships that I had been going through. And I said, I'm gonna take a year of actually celibacy, no dating, no anything. And it ended up being 22 months. But I'm gonna tell you, and I cried many nights, like, I've never been alone, you know? I had to heal my inner child. I had to heal this value system that said, I'm not worthy unless I'm with someone. And it was a 22-month deep dive into what I now see was really self-love, right? Learning to honor who I am without needing anything on the outside, accolades, relationship. And guess what? When I met Dana, we've been together since that day, and you guys all know our love story from social media, in 27 years. But here's the beautiful insight, and it kind of mirrors your story with your honey. We were probably 3 months into the relationship, and I remember saying to him, Kathy, oh my God, I wasted 22 months. We could have been together 22 months ago, because he had been interested and I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And he looked me straight in the eye, Kathy, and he said, oh no, we wouldn't have what we have today if you hadn't taken those 22 months to learn to love yourself, because I want a partner, not someone that I have to validate all the time. I was like, whoa, right? So, and you experienced it from your own, that same wisdom he shared, you experienced it for yourself within yourself.
Absolutely. I know I wouldn't have been ready for my husband if I hadn't have taken that time. And I don't think I'd be the person I am here today, being able to be vulnerable and share what I'm sharing, because I'd still be hiding behind that mask.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, I've been doing the show for 5 years. I've also have other brands. I've done probably over 700 interviews. And, you know, when you talk about doing a deep dive into your healing, I'm talking about this woman's done a deep dive into her healing, right? She has trained with such extraordinary people, and Tony Robbins, Sean, there was someone else too. What was the other one that we just talked about?
Robert Kiyosaki did something as well. Yes.
And every time I talk to her, she goes, oh, going to Tony Robbins. And as you were willing to do the work to heal your self-love issues. And what I so honor in you, Kathy, is one, your vulnerability, because even when you're writing, whether it's for Aspire or for your own stuff, and you also have a story coming up in one of Inspired Living Publishing's books called Life Reimagined, you allow your vulnerability to be there, but you're taking everything you personally learned, plus everything you've invested with learning from the best in the industry, to serve your clients, right? Because you know intimately that their life can completely change when they open up and heal the story of self-love.
Absolutely. Like it became a mission for me because I knew I was created for something more than what I was doing. And then when I got a taste of what it was like to be able to love yourself, to embrace the journey, to look in the mirror, to be okay with not reaching one of my outcomes I set for the year and still be okay with it, to do all that, to see what it's like on the other side, I couldn't let other women be out there and not be able to experience this, to not have a healthy relationship. Like, to me, that's, I was given this gift and it's not for me to hold. And to love and experience a day where you can wake up and feel joyful and grateful and blessed, that's amazing. Like, I didn't think that was possible. And so it's like this energy that I just have to share with everybody. I'm like, yes, it's possible. You don't have to live that way. Let me show you.
Exactly. I think that's why I've always been drawn to you and your message and your work, is because we're kindred spirits. We have stories of our past and we've overcome them. And I like to believe we're beacons of love, light, and inspiration, right? While reminding women of what's possible. And that's why I'm so drawn to your message. One of the things, like you, that I know, Kathy, is you're so dedicated to helping women dive deep into their beliefs, their values, the emotions, the temptations, even the drivers, so they can create transformational change in their neurology.
Yes. Yeah.
Allowing them to make long-lasting shifts, right? We're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, I just want to talk a little bit about that because, one, I want to explain really quickly what a neurotransformational coach is. Because remember when I first found out about that aspect of your work, I was like, ooh. I was geeked out because when you explained it to me, I'm like, that's so powerful. And I want to educate our listeners who may not understand the power of working with a neurotransformational coach. So we'll be back in a moment, everyone. I am with the amazing Kathy Castile. You can learn more at kathy-castile.com. And we'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So, Kathy, briefly share, what is a neurotransformational coach, And what does that mean in regard to the tools you may use?
So what I love, so neurotransformational coaching is we're going back to things. So in our younger selves, when we're our little girls from up to about age 6, we don't care what other people think. We just go through life and we dance in the rain and it doesn't matter if people are watching. And typically around 6 years older, then that's when things start changing and we're perceiving things based on that young little girl's perception. And so we make these judgments in our world and that makes our beliefs and our values. And so as we go on, it creates some change in our world that maybe we're not happy with and we don't realize we're not happy. So with neurotransformational, we're going back to that time with our older, wiser self and going back and looking at that circumstance and say, did it really happen that way? Did we really perceive it that way? Is there another way we can look at it? And it's not saying that we need to forgive whatever traumas happened or forget that any traumas happened. It's going back with a wisdom that we have now so that way we can create the right perception of what happened so that way we can create lasting change in our life going forward. And that's what I love. It's not dealing with something. It's not packaging it up and putting it away. It's not forgetting or forgiving. It's let's go back and look at this with, you know, as in my experience, my age right now, go back with 50 years of wisdom and let me go back and relook at that again and see it, take it from a different perspective.
Yeah, because the 6-year-old child only had that one perspective. When we do the work that you just described, we're coming with all the wisdom, insights, and expressions to view it in a new way, right? And that's what begins to change the beliefs and the temptations and drivers that lead us to make our decisions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes we think that, let me give an example. Like for the longest time, I blamed my mom for my life. Like why things turned out the way they did. And I actually went back and thanked my mom. She thought she had like ruined me. And I said, no, thank you. Because if I hadn't gone through all those things I had gone through, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So thank you for that. So whatever journey we're meant to go through is where it's supposed to bring us to where we're at today. So we can either share our message or share it with other women so that way they can understand, they can relate, understand that they're not alone, that they have people that's within the circle that get them. We all want to be gotten.
Yeah, so true, right? We always want to be heard and understood for where we are.
Absolutely.
And thank you for taking the time to explain what it is, because I think it's such a powerful modality. So if we're in the middle of a mess, a muck in our lives, how do we begin working through that to get to that moment of love, to that moment of being able to look in the mirror and embrace our divine imperfection? And I use that phrase a lot, Kathy, because for me, I had to end that old story many years ago. You know how we're raised to believe everything has to be perfect. I got to get the perfect job, the perfect picket fence. I had to come to the fact that there is no perfection. So I would use the term, I am divinely imperfect in this moment, because anything that's divine is perfection in the divine's eyes, right? So it changed that for me. How do you guide someone to begin changing that relationship with themselves when maybe they kind of got a lot of stuff going on at the moment?
Yes. And I kind of use along the same lines. I say I'm perfectly imperfect.
Ooh, so yes.
To remind myself that perfection, that old story of perfection I used to tell myself. And so, you know, right now I can tell you there's a lot of things going on in my life and you could call it a mess. I use air quotes because it's, you know, terms that people use in society. And so what I remind myself too is that this is not my home. Like what's going on right now, this is temporary. So I may be visiting in the situation, like I may be the feeling of overwhelmed right now. It's not where I am permanently. It's just where I am at the moment. So as I'm going through things in my life, the term the mess, I take time for myself to just, if it's a 5-minute walk, if it's 30 seconds of closing my eyes and breathing, and just put things in perspective. I think what happens is when we get caught up in all of that, it's hard to see perspective in it, because it's a term that I've heard before is called catastrophizing. We just make it roll and get bigger and bigger. So if we can actually step back, even for 30 seconds, and just take a few deep breaths and just say, okay, this is just for now. For now, I'm going through this, and tomorrow's a new day, or next week is, I'm all about like tomorrow's a new day. I don't want to go much more than that, because then you're kind of pushing yourself out, which potentially you could actually, you know, get up the next day and feel amazing. So tomorrow's a new day. It's okay. I'll give myself today. Tomorrow we'll get up and start over.
So beautiful. And yeah. What you said about catastrophizing, I remember counseling many years ago. I was one of those that I did that all the time. And the counselor one day, you know how you start it, you have the story,
yeah,
luck is going on. Next thing you know, you are projected so far in the future about every catastrophe that's going to happen because you're writing the script. She sat there and listened to me one day. She goes, you know, Lynn, you would make one hell of a screenwriter, because you just wrote a script for something that hasn't even happened, and you are actually living it because you are in the energy of it. And I never forgot that. And I'm like, holy shit, if I can use my energy to write a story about catastrophe, what if, and oh my God, the world's going to end, why can't I change my script, which is what you help clients do, to write a script of empowerment, self-love, self-believing in myself. So every time I catch myself doing the catastrophe, I can never say that word, I remind myself, write a different script, Linda. So you brought up a memory. I haven't had thought of that moment with her in, thank God, 35 years.
Yes. Whether we write or not, we do write. We write our own story.
Yeah. And that's part of what you do as a neurotransformational coach, right? Help people see the story behind the false beliefs they have.
Absolutely. And stories can be changed. You can have an empowering story or disempowering story. It's up to you to choose. I tell people everything in life is a choice. You may not like your choices. It's still a choice.
It is. And you know, you and I have spoke about that a lot, just in, about our personal lives. And one of the things that, and I know you embrace the same philosophy, we can look back at our past and have it weigh us down, carry the shame, etc. This is my truth. And I did that for almost 3.5 decades. And then one day I said, wait a minute, if I erase all the parts of my life that I judge as I wish they didn't happen, then the person I am right here, right now, talking to you, Kathy, wouldn't even exist. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like what you said about when you went back to your mom, thank you for that stuff. It's when we can get to that realization that, you know what, our past, good, bad, ugly,
yeah,
is all part of making us this amazing person that we are today. And I can now say I have no shame, no regret about any decision or aspect or trauma in my life. I look and say, I chose from that moment that I accepted it, kind of like that moment you said that to your mom, you started writing a new script about everything.
Yes, and it was definitely more empowering. I didn't know my mom was going to get sick, and my mom died probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And I say 4 or 5 because I don't celebrate her death. I celebrate her life. And I had that blessing to have that conversation with her before she died. So it just was so incredible. It was a release for her. It was a release for me. It was like taking this big weight off my back. And I was giving, as you said in the beginning about giving control to other people, I was giving her control of my life instead of me, you know, writing that script of my life. And honestly, that conversation, I've had two conversations in my life that have been that massive. One was with my daughter and one was with my mom. And it's changed me in ways that I can't even begin to explain. Just the love and the freeness and the just the beauty of it.
Yeah, the sacred moments, aren't they? They're life changing. So I can get it because I can feel what you experienced because I've experienced it, as I'm sure. And that's what our vision is for having this conversation, is that any woman out there who is still struggling with the weight of something, that it's okay to put it down. You know, it's okay to have a tough conversation and release it. And we'll be taking another break shortly, Kathy, but I want to ask you, so you can share with them when we come back, about some of the tools, simple tools that they can use to start the process of loving themselves. I know you got some juicy ones because you're written for Aspire, but I want them to hear some of them. So we'll take our break now so we can dive into that. And I'll be back in a moment. I want to invite you to visit Kathy at kathy-castile.com. Check out her website. Be sure to download her free gift that she has waiting there for you. And I promise we will be back in one moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you a highly sensitive, empathic woman ready to release the layers of false beliefs and emotional blocks holding you back from living the life you deserve and desire? Now is the time to clear those false beliefs sabotaging your life so you can access the joy and possibility waiting for you on the other side. Neurotransformational coach Kathy Castile, herself a highly sensitive, is passionate about supporting and empowering women in reclaiming their self-worth, finding their authentic voice, and in releasing the layers of sabotaging beliefs holding them back. Kathy trained with Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, and Sean Smith, and intuitively merges numerous coaching, leadership, and healing methodologies to serve the entire spectrum of human behavior, creating transformational changes so you can make long-lasting breakthroughs in your life. Learn more at kathy-castile.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversation. So, Kathy, there's a woman listening right now, and she's like, "But I don't know where to begin, Kathy. I just don't know where to begin. I want to love myself." What would you say is a great ritual or tool or mindset shifter that she can begin with?
The first, and I say baby steps, take baby steps in this process. And I say that speaking from experience. So one thing is to look at yourself in the mirror every morning and every night and just say one thing you love about yourself. And it could be man, I love the lipstick that I'm wearing today. You look beautiful. Or, man, I love this skirt on me today. Or the earrings, doesn't matter. It could be, man, I look sexy today. Whatever you feel calling to your heart, just start with that. And then I took it a step further. If you even want to take it a step further, and I have a picture of my little girl. I think she was 3 or 4 at the time of the picture that I have right next to my bathroom sink. And so I look at that. And when I start to judge myself of, oh, you know, you get the gray bags under the eyes, or, oh man, you know, the pooch is starting to stick out a little bit more. I look at that picture and I say, Kathy, would you say that to that little girl? And if those are words coming out of my mouth that I would not say to, if I wouldn't say it to that little girl, I'm not going to say it in the mirror, because in the mirror is that little girl inside of us. Everyone has our little girl inside of us. And so when we're speaking those words, we're speaking them to her as well. So just start by looking in the mirror and just saying a few things. And if you feel called to do so, I highly encourage the picture, because it creates that connection. And another simple tool is when you start having those conversations, if you can catch yourself in the midst of it and say, okay, I'm talking to that little girl like that again. Some people are like to put it on their cell phone because they have their cell phone around with them all the time. I encourage that as well. So anywhere that you can put it that you have more visibility to remind yourself of the conversations. And so just start by speaking lovingly in the mirror to yourself is the biggest tool. And you, it's so simple to do. It's so simple not to do. And some people have read The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. That little talking in the mirror, you would not realize. Like, my clients have said to me, God, I can't believe, like, one, how difficult it is to do, to look at yourself and say those things. And two, what a difference it's made in their lives.
It's really resonating with me, Kathy, because I've done mirror work. And the one part that was really hard, and I'm curious if it was hard for you, I finally got in the pattern of, you know, I would do it in front of the mirror. But I'll be honest, it took me 3 to 6 months before I actually looked myself in the eye in the mirror. I was always looking down. I love myself. I wouldn't maintain eye contact for long. Did you ever experience that?
Oh, absolutely. And I would pick certain words that were comfortable to me. And then when I started realizing I was picking those words because they were comfortable to me, then I started saying some of the words that were uncomfortable for me. So absolutely, you, when you look in the mirror, you want to look into your soul and let that little girl see that you're looking at her, and to really take a few minutes and or a few seconds and just observe those words and look at yourself when you're saying it. Like, just say the words and then wait a few minutes and just let it soak into you. It was very challenging for me to tell myself that I was beautiful, because I felt like I was lying to myself in the mirror. And so I purposely, and thank you for bringing that up, purposely looked in my eyes in the mirror and said those words, so that way they would go deep inside and into my soul and into those cells. And so she would believe that I was telling her the truth.
That's powerful. And I know a lot of women listening right now, Kathy, struggle with that same aspect of believe in they're beautiful. And I'm not talking just about the world's version of beautiful. I'm talking about owning your own beauty, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we can all relate. I know I can. And I love what you said when you said you'd stare in your eyes. And it's almost like you're connected with that inner child who it, most likely all her life she believed she wasn't beautiful, because she felt that energy too, or you wouldn't be feeling it as an adult.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so it's almost like you're, by saying this in the mirror, yes, you're healing your adult self, but really you're healing the inner child who has carried this weight in these scripts and these false beliefs for so long. So it's like like a double healing going on.
And do it anywhere. Like I would, you know, I was training for a marathon and I'd be running and I'd be like, come on, Kathy, let's go. You got it in you, you know, pushing myself. Cause that's what I've done most. I'm sure most women have done their life to perform, right? Push yourself. And I even had to catch myself when I was training for my running to say, okay, no, we're not going to have that conversation like that. We're going to say, okay, Kathy, trust me that we've done the training. Trust, I've let you down in the past. I'm not going to let you down going forward. Trust me. You know,
that's a big statement. Really hurt.
Yeah. It's huge.
That's a big statement. I want everyone to hear it. Even though I've let you down in the past, you know, I'm here now. Like that resonated on a soul level with me, even as an adult, because we judge ourselves for the times we, come on, ladies, how many times have you said, I'm gonna walk a half mile today or 2 miles or whatever it may be, or I'm going to cut down on carbs. We fall, you know, off our promise to ourselves. And then what happens? Judgment comes in. Mm. So when you said that statement, it was like, oh, well, such. So it was just a validation to your inner self of acknowledging, okay, I might not have got it right next time, last time, but this is a new time.
Absolutely. Each day is a different day, and each day we can make different choices. And I just let her know that, you know, I'm doing the best. And if, you know, we continue to have these conversations, I know it kind of seems like I'm a split personality. I do have the conversations with her and we communicate. So that way she can, you know, let me know what she's worried about. And then I can speak back to that and let her know, oh yeah, you know, it's okay. Or, oh, we've had some experience in that since that time. So let me share with you what I know now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And something that just came to mind for me too is, you know, a lot of women, especially now, Kathy, suffer from anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a combination of the world and whatever is going on in our life. And maybe like if you have a past pattern of anxiety, I did. I was anxious and depressed for like 35 years of my life. And now, when I feel that coming up, kind of like when you said when you were struggling with something, when I feel anxiety coming up in the past, I'd go, oh no, you're not going there. You know, do the tough love, right? But now it's almost like, oh, this is my inner child. She's taking a temper tantrum. There's something she needs and I'm not hearing it. So it's like you just said, you have a conversation with her. And so now I'll say, you need to be heard. And usually it's something like, you know, you haven't taken a hot essential oils bath in weeks, and you know I love that. You haven't taken time to read a book. Do you notice that this also can help with anxiety too, doing the inner child work?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to include to that point is self-nurture. What I find is when I get most anxious is when I've neglected myself the most. And so, you know, another simple tool to add in is self-nurture, whatever that looks like for you. What I do is not the same thing that you do, Linda. And it's for however long that you can do in the beginning. If it's one day a week for 30 minutes, great. And then, you know, the goal is to maybe add a little bit more the next week or the next month. And just taking time to stop. I mean, I got a text on the way over here, Linda, and it was so funny. She said, I saw taking a shower as a task. I've never taken a bath since the 2 years she's lived in her apartment. She is actually going to go take a bath and enjoy some time for herself. Like, how beautiful is that? So usually for me, and it may be for some of you all, it's just taking time to self-nurture, self-care, and whatever that looks like for you.
And I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of, you know, we see memes out there all the time, right? That what I use in the phrase self-care. And a lot of people falsely believe it's, well, I got a manicure last month or I got a massage. To me, self-nurturing is really about, it's deeper. It's like honoring what your soul needs, not just your physical body. It's so much more. It's like a listening. It's a relationship with yourself and with your inner self. That's what self-nurturing means to me. Like for you, you may be going for a 10-mile run. That's definitely not my self-nurturing style. But curling up on the sofa with my blankie and reading a good book or listening to an audio book or sitting by the water with my honey, that's self-nurturing for me. So I love that you said that. Identify it for yourself. Someone else can't say, well, do A, B, C, D, and you will feel nourished. Everyone is wired differently. And you and I talked about that the other day, right?
Yes. I connect to nature. So for me, self-nurturing is being out in nature. That's the quickest way for me to fill my cup.
And what's one of the ways? I'm thinking it would be more like a tapping into the energy of how you feel. Say a woman says, it's been so long, I don't even know where to begin to nurture myself. Would you advise them to feel their energy every time they tried something new?
Absolutely. Like, I would say, be like a curious little three-year-old that wants to try everything and just see what lands with you. What, when you're done, you have that little smile on, you know, that little kid smile on your face, or you feel your heart just, you know, overjoyed, or you feel something inside. Absolutely. Listen to your body. It will tell you. We as women just don't take time to listen to our body. So take, you know, after you're done doing something, just take a few minutes and take a few breaths and just say, how did that feel for me? And then if it didn't, then try something else and try something else and just keep trying till you find the right thing that works for you.
It's so beautiful. And I can remember, you know, for me, it was always creativity and art. And I recently heard, and I wish I could remember where I heard it. And they said, it was something like, look back at your childhood for those moments in time where you were so involved in something that time passed by. Now, for me, that was oil painting, right? But maybe for someone else, it was reading a book. For someone else, it was building something. And they said, that is something that your soul innately was drawn to at that young age. But most likely, as an adult, we became disconnected because life happened, right? Have you found that to be true, too, that a lot of women reconnect with something that they love? It could be knitting. It could be anything. What's your experience with that, Kathy?
Oh, I just found out for myself why I loved nature so much. Because as a child, that was my place to go have fun and be free. And just, it was so much joy for me. So if you can go back to your childhood and just think of, what did you do that was so much fun? Is it coloring? We could do anything. Like society says what we should or shouldn't do. What I encourage you is to put that aside and look at what you did as a kid that brought you so much joy. Is it doing art? Is it reading? Is it going for walks? What is it that just brought you so much joy as a kid?
Yeah, and there's something that you said a few moments ago is try new things with the mindset of a three-year-old. Like, I'm going to try this and this with no judgment, no anything, and see what comes up.
Yes, because we... Again, going back to the judgment, it's especially for women, we're so hard on ourselves, and then sometimes other women can be hard on us. And so I actually had someone say, well, I don't want to look like an idiot in front of other people. I have a mantra I say to myself, people are going to talk either way. So I'm just going to do what brings me joy. I don't care if I look like an idiot or not. It brings me joy.
Oh, I love that. Kathy, we're going to take a final break. When we come back, let's dive deeper into this transformational conversation. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy. With me today is Kathy Castile. Please visit her at kathy-castile.com. And we'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Does the energy in your life or home feel stuck or stagnant? Your home surroundings may be impacting your mood, energy level, and even how much money you attract. It's time to clear the energy blocks in your immediate surroundings
so you can attract enhanced health, happiness, and abundance. Carrie Miller, feng shui expert, speaker, and coach, and the author of Feels Better, Flows Better, Feng Shui for Inspired Living, merges her sacred skills in feng shui, space clearing, aromatherapy, and coaching to support her clients in making subtle changes to their home that allow energy to flow and create spaces that are comfortable, functional, supportive, and inspiring. Whether you're called to clear one room or your full home, Carrie offers feng shui and energy clearing services on-site or virtually to meet your needs. Learn more at carriemillerconsulting.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Linda Joy. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and we're talking about learning to love yourself fully, self-love rituals, and I want to call it, it's not even just rituals, skill sets that you can do any day, throughout the day. And what I love is, like the mirror work, you can do that anywhere. You can be in a restaurant after you wash your hands, go, baby, you look good. Mm-hmm. Like, give a little shoulder roll. I have done that. I will tell you, I have done that.
Even so, in your rear view mirror in your car.
Yeah, I've had, you know, now that you said that, yeah, I've had conversations. I actually take down the mirror. You're sitting there, you know, waiting for someone to come out of a parking lot, or and you just look yourself in the eye. I do it more now, though, because I've been doing it so long. But I, for the women that are listening, that are just about to start this, you may go, what? What are they, crazy? And please try it. It changes everything. Become your own best friend, right? And when you become your own best friend, that's when you will track that level of relationships, whether it's peer relationships, friend relationships, love relationships. But it all begins with how you can look yourself in the eye. And Kathy, wouldn't you agree, based on our own personal experience too?
Absolutely. The people you have around you, you know, if they're discouraging you and not encouraging you to do that, it is going to be weird in the beginning, and that's okay. The people that you have around you need to encourage you, support you, be your support system. And as you do that, you're going to attract more people like that. And my circle is very precious to me. And so they're surrounded by people that encourage me to do the crazy stuff, because they know that unless I try something, I'm not going to know how it's going to affect my life or bring me joy or my family or whatever. So I encourage you that when you start doing this, you're going to notice that, as Linda said, your circle's going to change. The people that are going to come into your life are going to change. And they're going to ask you, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Why do you look so good? Why do you look so happy? And then you can share it on with them and share the joy.
Yeah, and create a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
And you know, another tool that I use, and I know you personally use, is affirmations. Mm-hmm. So we could also write our own self-love affirmations and inner child conversation affirmations. Did you start doing that also?
I did in the beginning. I actually had it listed. I put it on a piece of paper and I put it next to my bathroom mirror. And I actually have some that are memorized that I do every night before I go to bed. So I have a list of 6 affirmations I tell myself every night before I go to bed. Two of them that are near and dear to me is, show me how I could have been more loving today. Show me how I could have been more compassionate today. And it's not just with other people, it's also with myself. So I
just those two really speak to my soul, because it kind of gets us off autopilot, gets us to evaluate how our day went from a place of love and compassion than judgment.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we get in bed and what do? We go through the day, but it's all judgment-based thoughts. Oh, you should never have done that. You should never have done that. Those two questions completely shift the inner dialogue.
Absolutely. And the bulk of the work, whether people believe it or not, is when you're asleep, the subconscious mind now is starting to go to work. And if you ask yourself empowering questions or empowering affirmations before you go to bed at night, that's what your subconscious mind is now going to think about, because the subconscious mind wants to prove you're right. So now it's going to start searching the database and, oh, sure, you could be more loving this way, or you could be more compassionate this way. Oh, cool. Awesome. And so it's super important. Are you the person that has your phone and then going to bed, or are you, what is it that you're doing before you're going to bed that can empower you and continue that self-love process?
Funny you said that. I listen to guided meditations as I fall asleep, probably for the last, religiously for the last 2 years, because I want to clear the energy of the day. And they're usually, or it's the binaural beats, or, you know, the high vibe music. That became my ritual to close out the day. Yeah. Right. And like one might be, I think one of them is create your own destiny. And the person is, I think it's Jason Stevenson on YouTube. He has so many. But on that one, it's like, what an empowering way to go to sleep. Right? Mm-hmm. That I love that you said that conversation before we fall asleep, our subconscious is saying, yes, now I can get to work on something positive, instead of our subconscious getting overwhelmed with all the muck that we can throw at it at times.
Yes, because I don't know if it's the same for you all. Maybe I'm just an anomaly. If I don't do something like that, then my brain goes to work and says, oh, I didn't get this done today. I got to do that tomorrow. And I'm not going to bed with to-dos or should-haves or any of that stuff.
So. No, I'm with you. That is why I started the guided meditations at night, to shut off my conscious mind, because it would be like, oh, did you do this in base camp? Did you send that email? Did you do this? Did you get the groceries? Don't forget the grocery list. It's like, are you kidding me? I wonder what to get the kids for Christmas. I'm like, that's 6 months away. Can we have this conversation another time? And so I love that you're guiding everyone to find a ritual before bed of affirmations and self-talk that can really support them in shifting their inner dialogue. Because there's that saying, what you have on the inner is what you're going to see in the outer world, right? So your energy of the inner world is so important. I never believed that, Kathy, till I got on this path, mm-hmm. right? Everyone asked me how I changed my life and have such joy and love now. And I'm like, I had to do the inner work. I wish I could tell you there was a shortcut, but believe me, I looked for every damn shortcut out there. There is none. And mm-hmm. I tell everyone my outside life, which means love, business, health, relationships, did not change till I did the inner work. And so time, this is what I like to say, time is going to pass no matter what. 5 years is going to go by, whether you're doing the inner work or not doing the inner work. Wouldn't you rather try something that you've never done before, that is filled with possibility and love, and be somewhere different internally in 5 years? My answer is a yes.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people say I have this high vibration. In the beginning, I was like, I don't know. And it's because I started the work, and it was what I was trying to portray on the outside was just a portrayal, because I wasn't feeling it on the inside. Once I started making the inside congruent with the outside, then my vibration read higher. And so then, you know, we talked about the attraction. So then I was attracting other people. So it's definitely it's game changer.
And so is. And I gotta say, Kathy, I'm so grateful that you were able to join me today. And I want to invite everyone to please visit Kathy at kathy-castile.com. Stay connected with her. I'm gonna tell you she's up to magical things. She has some magical programs coming up. And Kathy, thank you, my friend. This is such an important topic.
Thank you for having me. It's been such just an amazing time, and I feel just blessed to be here and to be able to share what I've gone through. So thank you for having me, Linda Joy.
Oh, you're welcome. And until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.